It's been nearly 70 years since Mike Gould was assigned to work in Bolivia. He spent almost all of those 7 decades working in South America. In the beginning, many of his travels were visiting remote villages on horseback. Today, he remembers those early years far from home on this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
When Mike Gould attended a Catholic seminary in the 1950s, he knew he was destined to work overseas. He just didn't know where.
9 years after high school, 9 years of training, just a month or two before ordination is called, before we finish up, they call us in, the superior, our boss, and just goes down the seniority list and he says, Joe, let's go to Tanzania. Paul is going to go to Taiwan. And I, Mike Gould, is going to assign to Bolivia.
It was 1954, and he had never traveled overseas.
We got Braniff International out of Miami. It was a DC-4, down to Havana, then on to Panama, and on to Guayaquil, I think, and then Lima. And then from there, we travel overland.
He was in language school for several months, then assigned to be a priest in eastern Bolivia.
I was practically always in a rural area, which included a lot of villages, maybe 30 or 40 villages. Gee, you do what you can. Some of the villages you would go every 2 months.
Some larger villages with 200 or more families might receive a visit once each month. Travel was difficult.
For several years, I used a horse quite a bit, and then a jeep. I had an old army jeep that somebody had brought down from Panama, a regular World War II army jeep.
But he eventually found a better way to visit those rural villages. That's when this priest took to the air. And that story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Leawood, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.